Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Air were in court, and they've been fined €7,500. For what, you might ask? Well, for not complying with legal requirements about handling complaints. Now, people have been saying here for ages, anytime we take a query on this program about air, it's to do with customer service. And what's come out in court is that staff were effectively told not to help people make a complaint. Am I misreading that? Aidan Weckler is tech editor of the Irish Independent and writing about it today. Am I accurate in that, Aidan? They were being ordered not to help people with their complaints. Good morning.
Good morning. On the face of it, it seems like it. So there, during this case, the telecoms regulator, which was the entity taking the case against AIR and which got its prosecution, it produced in court a paragraph from AIR's training manual. And this is what the paragraph said. And this is instruction to customer service agents. It said, under no circumstances are the complaints number or complaints webpage address to be provided to any customer. Any agent found to be doing this will be subject to a disciplinary under call avoidance. Now, that seems pretty bad, and it might explain AIR's CEO saying over the weekend on RTE radio that the number of customer complaints to the regulator has dropped from 600 a month to 27 a month. Now, but just to give it full context, this is what the regulator said. The judge called AIR a disgrace. I spoke to AIR afterwards, and they claim that the regulator and the judge have it all wrong. They say that that paragraph in that training manual was taken out of context, they say. They say that there was additional guidance which ordered the customer care agents to transfer the call. And they say the only reason that they told customer care agents not to give out the complaints webpage address or the complaints phone number, they say the only reason was because they didn't want customers to call again and that they wanted to transfer the customer in there and then, and that it would be an easier experience for the customer. And that's what AIR says. That's what AIR says.
One assumes that the court had access to the whole manual.
Well, so yeah, so it did, and Comreg, the regulator, was fairly clear about that afterwards because it came back on AIR's comeback and it said, we provided all of this in advance. AIR had notice of it, the court had notice of it. So they could have argued this in court, they decided not to. So what we're left with is a situation where it looks like on the face of it, AIR was, let's be charitable, they were ambiguous, at least, with their, they weren't clear with their customer service agents on how to give out complaints numbers. And anytime I write about, actually any telecoms company, to be honest, or TV company and customer service, I end up getting floods of texts and emails and tweets and direct messages from people who have been, you know, who have had bad experiences. It's often to do with an elderly parent or a parent who passed away and trying to transfer numbers and that sort of thing. And this, I think, could, I think that will enrage a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a number of, you cite one case in your report today about a customer that had a problem and because it wasn't addressed, found they couldn't ring 999. Am I right in that?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. There were a couple of cases heard as evidence that these were cases of individuals who had made complaints to the regulator. And the regulator in court yesterday had presented some of these cases. And one of them was a mother who was unable to make 999 calls during a period where her daughter had needed urgent medical attention. So she kept ringing air about this, about the bad service in her area, which others were also experiencing. And air wouldn't give her, she said she wanted to make a complaint, and air wouldn't give her the number or the webpage to make a complaint. Her father also ended up, according to the regulator, in hospital after a missed delivery of his breathing machine. But this is kind of real meat on the bones of what can happen when, you know, the real life damage that can happen when a utility company, you know, is less than clear or falls below the standard of which they are required by law to adhere to.
They are required by law, aren't they, customer service, to assist you in filing a proper complaint. And here was a manual saying don't assist them in filing a proper complaint.
Yeah, and they had a kind of a technical sort of way of getting around it. They had what they told, according to the regulator, there were so-called trigger words.
Yeah.
So if a customer said something like, you know, mentioned a code of practice or specifically mentioned Comreg, then they would be given the information and then they would be facilitated in making complaint. But, you know, as any listener, you know, will know, you're not going to have that those pieces of jargon in your back pocket.
And that's the thing, Adrian, that is almost, if you like, air warning its customer service, look, if you think you've someone on the end of the phone who actually knows their rights, help them.
Mm.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. I mean, you know, what we definitely can say about this, and AIR has admitted it, it put out two statements after the case yesterday. The first case said that it could have been clearer in the language it was using to its customer care agents. Now, I think we can all agree that it could have been clearer, unless it actually was being clear. You see, this is what Comreg was saying, what the regulator was saying, what the judge was saying, was that actually AIR was clear. It was clear in telling its customer agents not to help customers.
Yeah, yeah. That's what seems to be very, very clear. And
yeah,
they'll be reading, and they were fined, and there was 12 counts. Adrian, just lastly and briefly while I have you there, I see it in the paper this morning, the big mobile phone battle has taken a new twist. Samsung outselling Apple. Did we see that coming?
Yeah, they kind of switch places every year. And the reason that that happens is because Samsung's big launch date is January for its new phones and Apple's is September for its new iPhones. So what happens is in January, the Galaxy S24 Ultra and all their flagship phones, they come out, they get a sales spurt, they overtake Apple. And then in September, the new iPhone comes out. This year it'll be the iPhone 16, the iPhone 16 Pro, etc., and they'll get a sales support and they'll overtake Samsung again.
So it's swings and roundabouts. Thank you, Adrian Wickler, tech editor of the Irish Independent. Always good to have you on the program.
Cork's 96 FM.